It's Tuesday, April 5th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The Lord's work will continue with the Wycliffe Bible translators after the murder of four of their workers in the Middle East. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith told Fox News, quote, "Even when tragedy strikes, as in this case, the testimony of Christ is loud and clear. Yes, there is a tremendous cost. But as Tertullian, an early church father, said, the blood of martyrs are the seeds of the church." Unquote. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal's recent veto of the Pastor Protection Act there has sparked concern from pastors and other faith-based organizations in that state. Pastor Garland Hunt of the Father's House in Norcross, Georgia, is hoping that the legislature will override the governor's veto.
"We were challenging our legislature that they would possibly call a special session to override the veto. And we also know that in the natural, it looks as though they don't have the votes that even would do it, nor do they really have the intentions to do it either. Most of them are already involved with their campaigns. This is a campaign year, so it doesn't seem as though they have the inclination to do it. But beyond that, we're certainly going to be fighting for our religious freedom consistently."
The Homeschool Legal Defense Association has sued a Missouri judge for improper intimidation and retaliation against any parent who withdraws a child from public school to lawfully homeschool. After the Swearingen family withdrew their child from a public school to homeschool, they received a notice requiring them to appear before a truancy court. Here's more good news for the Ted Cruz campaign. At least 18 out of 25 delegates in North Dakota will support the senator at the national convention, according to the Cruz campaign. Something similar happened in Colorado, where Cruz won all of the presidential delegates from 2 out of 7 of the congressional conventions held over the weekend. The rest will be chosen later this week. And Wisconsin's 42 delegates are up for grabs in today's primary, where Trump is still lagging behind Cruz in the polls. Proverbs 16:33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." The wicked only flourish for a little while. By God's providence, Syrian and allied forces from Russia have freed another Christian town from ISIS oppression over the weekend. The armies closed in on the city of Al-Karatayn on Sunday. Over 100 migrant children have come up missing from a refugee camp in Calais, France. The concern is that these children are at risk for abuse or exploitation. Ben Bano of Help Refugees UK tells us their organization seeks to find these kids and reunite them with their families.
"We are pushing for a process whereby the French and the British authorities will cooperate in identifying these children and getting them to their loved ones who are often in the UK."
The United Nations is considering more promotion of sex education for very young children at the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in an effort to further secularize and sexualize third world nations. The UN agency, UNICEF, has published a manual that promotes bestiality and sex with non-consenting persons, according to Family Watch International. "The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel," Proverbs 12:10. Conservatives from rural areas lost an important Supreme Court battle yesterday, affecting future elections. Counties with high voter percentages in rural areas will no longer be able to apportion more influence based on their high level of participation in elections. Essentially, the decision further empowers the blue, liberal, welfare cities over the red rural districts. 3.2 million homeowners are still underwater on their mortgages, meaning that the house is valued less than the mortgage balance. The conditions have improved since the last